This is RSBNB Update, episode 155, recorded Friday, June 6th, 2008. Farming Balloons. Hello everyone, it's time for that show. It sounds so silly, that intro, but anyways, I am Shane12088 with Paul, who is filling in for Mike, who is supposed to be filling in for Brad, who is somewhere, I'm not sure where he is, but we'll figure that out later. And this is also our week of the contest winner from the Spring Picture Contest, Connor.
Hello.
You've been around RSBNB for how long now?
Almost 2 years in November.
Wow, that's good. You know, I didn't even notice you were around until you changed your name to Farming on RuneScape.
Of course.
Yeah, so. That's a good name, but anyway.
Yeah.
That's how I say it, because it has the two G's at the end, but. How do you say it?
Farming G.
Okay.
Like gangsta.
Right. Okay. So, Paul, how are you this week?
Same old. Can't complain.
I don't think the ocean effect will be joining us.
No, I'm at home. So, if it joins us, it followed me, and I have to hurt somebody.
Okay, so that's
can't,
good.
Can't
to know.
Blame it on the university.
Yes. So. A quest this week that was very short, but it packed a full reward. Smoking kills, as every parent tells their teenager. Smoking kills. It does, doesn't it? Literally, actually, in this case. You know?
Yeah.
After defeating the boss thing, I made it out with 15 HP.
Jeez. It's got a little close, don't you think?
Yeah, well, I had a ring of life, and I was ready to one-click the teleport thing, and they... didn't click that much. Not hurt. Yes, hurt.
Well, if but you anyways, have 15 HP at the end, but...
Yeah. That's because somebody didn't tell me there are these four guardians, you know? I killed all four of them, and I didn't know that you had to kill all four of them.
Ah.
Yeah, so... Connor, did you do that part where you killed the four guardians, or did you just kill the main monster thing?
When I went in, I got in the corner, and only one or two of the guardians attacked me, and I had Dragonhide on, and I think two of them were maging, so I didn't really get hit at all.
Well, that's good. Anyways, requirements for this quest are as follows: 25 crafting, 35 slayer, 85 combat, the restless ghosts, and... Ichthlorin's little helper. I always have trouble with these desert names, but yeah, so the requirements aren't that steep, but 85 combat, is that the new minimum combat, either of you know, for the quest cape?
That's been the minimum since Dream Mentor.
Okay.
So but this is 85 with summoning now too, so.
Oh right, so really probably what?
70.
Yeah, something.
70. Well, 70 without so many total, but then.
76.
At that level, maybe. You'd still probably be around 78, 79.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways. Reward 5k Slayer XP, 1 quest point, the Slayer Dungeon, the Slayer Master, and as they call it, Slayer Incentives. Incentives to
yeah,
keep slaying.
Yeah, I didn't know about those Slayer Incentives till. After you guys finish the quest.
What do you think?
I need to do this quest. I'm going to have to start doing Slayer again. Go for 99.
Exactly.
Personally.
This could help people get 99 a lot.
Yeah. I can't stand getting a couple of these tasks, and I don't know how many points, but whatever it's worth, it's definitely going to be worth the time, because changing a couple of these tasks is just a pain, and just canceling out totally is going to be worth it.
Exactly. Simona, as she's called, requires 100 combat, 50 slayer, which is the equivalent of Duradel. So one level below Duradel, but doesn't give as good tasks. Like, for instance, doesn't give dragons, you know, like steel dragons and whatnot. I think she gives one thing I noticed.
Red, though.
I was looking at the list. Oh, yeah, red dragons.
It gives a minimum of 120 for every single thing she assigns, though, which I thought was
somewhat good, but... Except 30 to 60 red dragons.
Is it? I know they updated Dark Beasts. I don't know if they said that anywhere. I don't think they did, but they updated that. So the minimum is 130, I think. Before, the maximum was like 15.
And that was horrible.
130
to 200. Yeah. Interesting. So you can take a look at this task list. But even though it might appear as Simona has better tasks now, you still want to use Duradel because you get more points.
And you can teleport to him faster.
Exactly.
If you have the gloves.
Yeah. But first, there's the new dungeon, which contains Banshits, Kurasks, Cave Crawlers, Spectres, Turoth, and Basileks. So that's interesting. And of course, they're the updated versions, you know? Yeah, Banshits. That's what they're called when you get them as a birth hope.
What?
Banshits.
Oh, Banshees?
Yeah.
Banshees.
Yeah.
Not Banshits.
Yeah.
Banshees.
Two. Like this. This is the way it works.
Ban. Well, yeah. They are. Okay. Never mind. I didn't catch that. Yes. Yes.
Okay. Anyways, so that's a bit of language there. I don't know. I don't think shit needs to be censored, does it?
No.
If you're listening to the podcast, you're good enough.
Okay.
You're mature.
You're able to claim rewards at any Slayer Master, so you don't need to go down to her to get rewards, so that's good. Slayer point distribution. 1, 4, 10, 12, 15 for... I don't know how you say that other guy then. Vinaka, Cheldar, Simona, and Duradel. So... Duradel gives 15 points for each task that you complete. So that's good.
You don't get any points for the...
Birth opening? The one... No.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, well. Too bad for all the newbies.
Exactly.
Who have to
get 45 Slayer and Lamps.
Yeah, that's an impressive accomplishment. I've known a few people that have done that in the past. Anyways, you pay 400 points for the ability to create Slayer helmets, which in essence are a combination of the nose peg, the face mask, the earmuffs, the black mask, and something else. I forget what it is. I forget what else, but I think that's it, right? Nose peg, face mask. Oh, yeah, spiny helmet.
Earmuffs, you say?
Yeah, the earmuffs.
Earmuffs, yeah. Yep.
So, 300 points to learn how to fletch broad arrows and bolts. 400 points to buy 10k Slayer XP. Is that being too generous?
10k isn't a lot, especially if you only get, 15 points per task.
Okay, so then that's not about that much.
10k Slayer. 10k Slayer is that's less than one task. I mean, okay. If you're getting good tasks, that's less than one.
Okay, you can also buy a Ring of Slaying, runes for the Slayer Dart, broad arrows, and broad bolts. So, that's. Good, I guess.
Do you know if you need the quest to use those?
Yes,
you do. The bolts. Oh.
Yeah, because if you go reward, it says you have to talk to her before doing the quest. So, yeah, you need the quest to use those.
All right. So now you can buy them in G. I saw them, but
yeah, probably. You're also able to cancel a current task that you're doing for 30 points rather than having to go birth hope it. So that's good. You're also able to remove one so you never get it again. 100 points. You can have up to 4 slots if you have 200 quest points. 3, 175, and then it just goes down from there. So, and Connor, you were saying there's a hidden mini quest after this is done, so explain.
Yeah, you can go through a mystic barrier and go downstairs where there's 4 mystic barriers, 4 bosses. And you have to kill them all, and once you do, you can unlock higher levels of the Slayer monsters. And Yeah.
Is that for all Slayer monsters or just like a couple of them?
Probably just the ones down in the dungeon, right?
I'll check.
It would make sense that that's how that would work. Because if you go in there into the, say, Spectre Center and you kill the higher level Spectre, you should be able to, right? It doesn't make sense that there'd be like that for like Blood Velds or something, you know?
It's the Cave Crawlers, the Kurasks, Basilisk, and Turoth.
Oh, okay. So only those few. Interesting. Very interesting. Yeah, apparently it's raining here right now, because I can hear rain hitting the roof, and I'm in the basement, so it must be raining pretty hard. So if I disappear, that's because the power went out.
Yeah, that'd be a first, actually.
Yeah.
I think.
Anyways, so... Oh, and finally, if you birth open assignment, you'll have to complete 4 tasks before being able to gain points again. So...
That stinks so bad.
Why? 4 tasks? That's not much.
Well, birth or open 4 tasks. I can do that really easy. And
you have incentive now not to birth open.
Yeah, I know, that's what makes me mad. I don't know. There's some tasks, like, if I get warped things, I'm not going to birth rope those. I don't care. I mean,
another thing that I really can't do is Sukas, you know?
They're not too bad, but they are kind of a pain to get to.
And
also, don't drop
if you're Russian, Suka is a bad word in Russian.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I think
it is.
I remember someone saying that before.
Yeah, that was MQ last year on episode 100. So, I'm going to be nice here and ask for ratings out of 5. Connor?
I'd give it a 5.
Okay. Paul?
I'd give it a 4, but I still have to do it. So.
Okay. I'm going to go with 4 as well. It was just a bit short, and it kind of didn't make sense, you know, having to go
into a cave.
Yeah, into the cave to speak to the Catalix or whatever when it contacted you prior to do that, just to learn how to put a face mask and earmuffs together, you know?
Yeah.
So that kind of was annoying. But I got it done in record time, within an hour of it coming out.
Jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so that's that. Reporting Academy. Everybody loves this forum, don't we?
I've never been to it.
Okay, well, basically, they say ever since the Reporting Academy came out 2 months ago, it's increased report accuracy, so obviously they're happy about that. So it's good people are doing their reading, so... keep it up. And they give 2 tips for reporting. They say, do not report people for calling you noob. Instead, add them to your ignore list. And they also say, if somebody is talking and there's lots of starred language coming out of them, don't report them for that.
Yeah, was it just me, or did everyone get that as a PM, like, from JAGEX?
I never get
a few
I
weeks
get
ago
PMs
I got
from
it.
Them.
Yeah, I got the... I thought it was because... like, I thought it might have been something good, and I looked and was like, oh. Gee, thanks. I didn't know this already. I thought I might be put on one of their bad lists because way back in the day, I reported a lot of people, and I think I probably reported someone for starring something. And then they said they sent me an unofficial warning, and it said, yeah, don't do this. And I'm like, oh, and I never did it since. And then I don't know if I'm still on their bad list because I got like 2 or 3 of them so far.
Do you have any black marks?
No, I've never had a black mark in my entire RuneScape career, so...
That's weird, because I never got one of those messages either.
And I don't know. I don't know. I might be special. Special!
You are special. Anyway, right. So, Reporting Academy. Check that out if you have questions. Time to look at this week's poll, which we're glad that we have a new poll, because the other one was getting kind of old. 5 questions this week about skill-based minigames. I'll take question 1. Do you prefer playing in combat minigames such as Bounty Hunter, Duel Arena, skill-based minigames, Impetuous Impulses, Pyramid Plunger, or other minigames that mix different skill and combat elements such as Barbarian, Assault, or Burgdorot Ramble? Now, 38% say combat-based minigames. 35% say minigames that mix the two, and 23% skill-based minigames, and 4% do not like minigames. What do you guys say?
I'd rather have minigames that mix the two.
I said skill-based.
Just fighting and skilling.
So sort of like maybe a Fears of Guthix kind of thing? Or Fist of Guthix, I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Paul?
Yeah, I'd have to go with a mix. There's plenty of combat, and I mean, it'd be nice to see a couple more of skill-based, but mixing both would give everyone a chance to, you know, exceed in whatever they wanted to and get their combat up too if they wanted it.
I got an idea for a combat and skill-based minigame. Tell me what you think.
Fighting trees.
No, not exactly. There's this influx of hot air balloons, you know, coming through that are kind of dangerous. They drop bombs. And what you have to do is you have to take your crossbow and shoot the balloons down. And then when once that's done, they drop farming equipment and seeds and stuff.
But why would they drop farming equipment? It's a hot air balloon.
Because after that, you have to plant the trees because they'll grow.
Okay, but why do they drop farming equipment?
Because they're tree balloons, you know? They look like trees. And then they drop this, and you plant the seeds, and then once the trees grow, the trees scare the balloons from coming back. And if you manage to scare all the balloons away, you win. You win your chance to pick a seed or something.
Are you feeling all right today?
Perfect. Why?
Okay, just checking.
Sounder, what do you think?
Just sounds a bit different than what you'd normally say.
No comment.
Well, not really, I guess, but never mind.
Wait, what did I even call this? Farming balloons?
Yes.
Trees.
Yeah, they look like trees.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. I think that's a good idea.
Okay.
Okay, Paul, question two.
I'd check it out, I guess. Question two. If you were playing a skill-based minigame, would you prefer to play in a team or on your own? In a team, on my own, or would not play a skill-based minigame are the choices. If I was playing a skill-based minigame, it's always fun for me to play in a team.
Yeah, I can agree with that.
Like, it just assigns you a team, because waiting for a team takes forever, like the barbarian thingy.
Yes, and you get lots of idiots that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
Connor, yep. What about you?
Yeah, probably a team, because skilling's really not fun by yourself.
Exactly. And 57% say in a team. So, that's interesting. Connor, number three, please.
If a skill-based minigame was released, what skill would you prefer it to be based on?
14% say summoning. That's rather interesting, if I do say so myself.
Yeah.
Well, that's because everyone wants the free summoning experience.
Yeah, free summoning XP, exactly. Okay. Then Slayer, not a surprise. Construction, prayer, of course, you know?
All the hard skills.
all the expensive skills, anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, I voted for farming, and it only has 253 votes.
And how many people have 99 farming again?
About that number, maybe a bit more.
Okay. Well, I found the enthusiasts.
Exactly. Okay. Question four: what type of skill-based minigame would you prefer? 78% say action-packed and skillful. Doesn't that kind of go without saying if it's a skill-based minigame?
Yeah. Let's see. If it's skill-based, it's going to require nothing at all. Absolutely no thought. And mindless clicking.
And it's 20% say mind-bending and filled with puzzles.
Yeah.
Like treasure trails.
That's not mind-bending.
Where you can just go on guides.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, see, they originally promised some kind of, like, a dynamic quest system that you could go on with your friends ages ago, but that never materialized.
All this cool stuff they always promise is always just a promise. They never follow through. And if they do follow through, it's long enough after the fact where they mentioned it that no one remembers and says, oh, it's great.
Wilderness tag.
Yeah, wilderness tag, construction, summoning, all these things that were supposed to be back, supposed to be out how many years ago? And they just got released a couple years ago?
Yeah. Speaking of which, construction was 2 years ago last week.
Was it?
Yeah.
Well,
May 31st, 2006.
It only took someone 1 week to get 99 construction?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Anyways, question five, Paul.
Question five. What reward would you most like from this minigame? Abilities that help a skill, lower prices and traps, faster wood-cutting speeds, etc. Clothing that helps train that skill, rune crafting gloves, hunter gear, etc. Coins, consumables that are used to train that skill, runes, spirit shards, etc. Experience in that skill, new areas to train that skill, weapons, armor, or other items unrelated to that skill. Other, or of course, I would not play a skill-based minigame.
And 33% say experience, which is not a surprise, you know?
Yeah.
So
too lazy to train.
I know how they feel. Like, I wouldn't mind a mining minigame or something, you know, so I can easily get 71.
Oh, I hate mining. It's, yeah, I was looking on the RSBNB high scores, I remember, like a month ago or 2 months ago, and the only skill that I hadn't leveled since it started a year ago or more than a year ago, or I guess it hasn't been a full year, but anyway, up to that point, the only thing I had not gotten to level in was mining. And it, my mining level was like 64, 65. I mean, it wasn't high. So.
Hey, I'm beating you in that then. Mine's 65.
No, I think I'm 66 now. I got a level, whatever it was. 67 now, so.
So there's your poll this week about skiller-based minigames. So, interesting to say the least. Also today, June 6th, 2008, 2 years ago, was the day that PK...
Infamous.
Yeah, the infamous day
Elidor
where PK...
Massacre.
Yeah, where everyone just started getting killed. Any of you guys around when that happened?
No, I wasn't on.
Yeah, I saw the video that, you know, that night or the next day.
Yeah.
That was... And it wasn't just him. There was a couple other places where it occurred, but that was the most famous one because it was on vid.
Exactly.
And I heard it happen a couple times since then.
Oh,
in
really?
In smaller quantities. Like, it happened, I can't remember even the reasons why, but they weren't nearly as in high.
The Tower of Life caused one.
Yeah, I remember that. It had it was Wildy. They built it under the Wildy, and they didn't remove it. That was pretty funny.
You could use magic to kill them.
You had to use magic to kill people. They built it under the wilderness, but so like they didn't say that it was the wilderness, and someone just happened to cast a spell on somebody, and they saw it actually worked.
Where was this?
In the Tower of Life.
Oh.
I remember somewhat that. Prelude to summoning.
Right. Kind of. Breaking news from the Global Edmonton Weather Center. A tornado has touched down near.
Jeez.
Heisler, southeast of Edmonton. Okay, that's far enough away. Doesn't bother me.
Let's see, how fast do tornadoes move? I think they're actually pretty slow.
Tornado watch for Red Deer, Pinoca. Okay, that's far enough south. Nothing to worry about here.
Oh,
nothing
yeah.
to worry about here.
It says we've got to worry about a pollen forecast here. A little different. Yeah.
Whew. Okay, so I think it's time we head on to questions. We got two audio questions this week, seeing as Connor's on. I think they're both directed at him. So, first one is from Killers.
Hello, this is Killers, and my question for you is it worth keeping all the fun in a game such as Castle Wars, minigames, killing boss monsters, and other stuff, but instead achieve something like 99 skills and stuff? So there you go.
So keeping the fun in the mini game, I don't quite follow what that sort of means. Do you guys know?
Is it better to keep fun in a mini game like Castle Wars and stuff, or just nonstop combat, like pest control.
With no fun. I see. You gotta have a good balance, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta have a balance between the two of them. Castle Wars, you do have the potential there to go a bit not as... What's the word I'm looking for? Hardcore, maybe? At it?
Yeah.
As you would in pest control, because people aren't necessarily focusing on it. So I have to say you have to have a mix in between. What do you guys say?
Yeah. You don't really want to play in a Castle Wars world where everyone's barraging just for kills.
Yeah, you want to also...
You're playing into... Go ahead.
No, you...
If you're playing in a world where everyone is just totally maxed out, going for the maximum amount of kills that they can possibly get without caring how much money they spend, they just have unlimited supply of money, it gets dull really fast. It's like someone playing with cheats. It's fun for them for like 3 minutes until they realize, oh, no one wants to play with me because I'm too powerful.
Exactly. So, gotta have a good balance in between. Anything else on this one?
No.
Thank you, killers. Next audio question is from Schwanine. Yeah, we're having a bit of a... We're just enjoying ourselves here. Enjoying the nice night as we're recording this show.
And blackmail.
What's the most disturbing thing you've seen done in a private place? Such as an elevator, perhaps?
I'm sorry. Connor, please explain.
What he did was probably the strangest thing I've seen. I don't really see strange stuff happen here.
Okay. So, I'm going to answer first. I've never really seen anything strange done in an elevator. But. Yeah, not an elevator.
I just remembered my trip to Vegas.
Oh, really? What happened?
Two people in a cab, and as it was going down the highway, cab driver's driving, two people are doing this other thing in the back seat that adult people do, and, you know, birds and the bees. And,
right, yeah, right. You get the point. That's good enough. Okay, that's very disturbing.
Yep, I just, whatever reason, I remember that. So
I honestly can't, like, these kind of questions are hard to remember, but... Anyways, yeah. So, Connor, what did he do?
He stripped in an elevator and walked out.
You're giving away the blackmail.
Well, not if they don't know where to find it, you know. We're not going to put a link to it because that's just plain wrong.
But if you want the link, I know someone who knows where it is.
I do too. Yeah, Schwa, don't worry. We won't give that out. But quite frankly, I would never do that.
Even if
someone paid me to do that, you know?
No, I'd have to owe someone a lot of money or be in a really bad place to do that. I don't care if no one's around. That's just... I don't do that.
Okay, Connor, what about you?
No, I really would never do that. Or anything close to that.
Oh, boy. Yes, yeah, so... Thank you, Schwa. I look forward to seeing you in Herblore.
How close are you two now?
No, well, I'm 91. He's almost 95, I believe. So, he thinks I'm going to overpass him, but I don't know. He is level 93. Okay. Oh, and his current rank is 1337 in Herblore. So I don't know if I'll overpass him or anything. I thought he was 95 or something. But anyways, that's that. Thank you, Schwa. Moving onwards to more run-of-the-mill questions. Within your first year of playing RuneScape, what was the thing that amazed and annoyed you the most? Best wishes from Chad. For me, would have to be seeing all the people over 120 combat, because my first year, seeing someone over 120 combat was a rare sight. And as for annoying, it would have to be walking everywhere when I didn't have teleports. You guys?
The most amazing thing was when I first joined or got back into RuneScape, my friend gave me full iron, and I thought that was like the best.
Yeah, I remember when I was a noob, I used to walk around and I'd give people full iron just for the heck of it. Go to Lumby, just give them it, and be like, oh my god, thank you, you're so great. Like, they follow me around for a little bit. And, it was fun.
Okay, and annoying?
Nothing was really annoying except being called a noob.
Okay.
But.
No. Yeah, I didn't get called a noob that much. Paul?
The most amazing thing, I can't remember any really great moments, although I do remember getting a free Santa hat. I just walked up to someone in the Vrock tunnels, and I'm like, hey, nice hat. And they're like, oh, thanks, I'm quitting, you want it? I'm like, yeah, sure, I'll take it. And they put it up, and then they logged out. I'm like, yeah, whatever, I didn't expect to get it. So I started walking away, I saw them log back in. I ran over. I'm like, hey, give me that party. Give me the Santa hat. I'm like, all right. They stuck it up. They gave it to me. And this is back when they were worth maybe 400K, something like that.
That's when
and
I
especially for
one.
Me, back when I was I was probably like level 50 or 40 or something at the time. This was a lot of money. And then I ended up getting scammed and blah, 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 blah. Friends don't know their prices very well. Let's put it that way. Yeah, full ADT for Santa hat. That worked out well.
Yeah.
Could not sell that till I became a member like a year later. Wow. Bad idea.
Nice. Yeah. I got it free, Rune Simmy.
Nice.
Yeah. Thank you, Chad. Next one. What are your RS net worths from Servod13? I'm just going to assume we're going in order here. Now let's go from highest to lowest. So, Paul, first.
I was doing a net worth with my friend today, just with some potions, God Sword, cash, etc. I got it up to 198 mil in one inventory. It was like maybe 20 items. Include the rest of the bank. I'm valuing myself around 250, give or take.
Okay. A bit. Thank you. So. Connor, you're next.
About 3 mil. I spent a lot doing ranged, so...
Yeah.
Investing in the stats. Good idea.
Originally, I would have been around 105, but I dumped all that into Herblore, and I'm down to about 20 now or so. So, it goes quickly. It goes very quickly. I'm not disappointed. It's just money. I'll make it back by this time next year. So, That's what I say. Thank you, Sirwood13. Next one, Paul.
Do you think there should be such an application, or do you think there should be an application to be members, or level limit? I think there should be a level limit, but if you were under the level, such as a skiller, you'd have to fill out a form on the homepage from Marco995. So this is basically...
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, it's... And Jagex would especially never agree to this, because it's a corporation, they want their money. I mean...
They should make you send in a DNA test, though, to make sure you're like 13 or something.
How would you prove that through your DNA? I mean, unless your DNA was already on file.
Can't
on
you
what?
Do that? Can't you do that with DNA?
I don't think so. Can you? I thought that just identified you as a person. Like, specifically as a person.
You know, if you put in a level limit, you remove the... carbon date yourself.
Actually, you'd have to be dead for that to work.
Because you have to get to your bones, don't you? Like the center of your bones.
You just know the carbon dating. It works. There's a certain amount of and I'll get this wrong, so pardon, but there's a certain amount of radiation that comes out from carbon, or there's a certain decay rate for carbon as long as it's alive, and after it's dead, after any organic matter is dead, it immediately begins to decay. So given that certain rate, you can determine how long it has been dead or been non-living. So basically, if you pull the hair off your head, I don't know if that would work. But if you die, they can carbon date you technically.
Interesting.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but Wikipedia, people. Wikipedia.
Yes. Also, if you put a level limit, people like Connor here would not have been able to create their accounts and go members, right?
Yeah.
We said that there'd be, if you were a skiller, you'd have to fill out a form.
Yeah, exactly.
Which would kind of
specify what kind of account you want to be, but if it wanted to be a peer, no.
People could just lie like they do with their age.
Exactly, that's the thing, you know? I said I was 100 when I made my last account.
100 years old?
Yeah.
Wow.
Born in 1908.
There's some old. Wait, you made an account recently?
Yeah. Whenever I think up a name of an account I'd like, or I want to have the name, like, so I make sure nobody else gets it, I create that account. I got a little list of accounts in my folder here of accounts I have that aren't in use.
So do you log on every once in a while, or?
No, I don't.
How long do they, you know how long they last? I was having this discussion with someone else. I thought it was 6 months before they locked it, but they did something.
Deleted
I don't
it.
Know if they recirculated it, but yeah.
How long
they,
did
like, they... But I he didn't agree with me. I can't remember anyone who's gone that long and came back, so.
Yeah. There's one of them. Just don't tell anyone it. That's from a typo I did on MSN once.
Huh? I don't think anyone's going to go for that anyway.
Anyways. Right. Thank you, Marco. Connor, next one.
If you are obviously both very interested in technology, in your opinion, what do you think was the most important piece of computer-related technology in the past 30 years? And that's by Power Crazy.
The x86 architecture. The x86 architecture. Yeah. I guess without it, basic computers would not have done anything spectacular, and we'd all be using some different kind of processor that's not necessarily as good as the x86 architecture. So that's my view. It's the architecture that our modern computers run on. Paul?
Yeah, I can't think of anything right now, so I'll have to
Internet! Internet.
Oh, yeah, internet. You can't go wrong. You can't go wrong. I did a freaking report on that 2 years ago. I should know that. Should have said that.
Connor?
The internet as we know it. It's 1955. I won't go into it.
Yeah.
I'll say the internet because I really don't know anything else.
Oh, you guys are missing out. I don't know. iPod is revolutionary because it was the first biggest hard drive.
Though.
Well, it was revolutionary. Windows 95. It's the basis of Windows now.
Windows Vista.
That is so sad. Windows 95. Still. Still there.
Yeah. Why Windows Vista?
Because no bugs. Such an awesome OS.
Are you a Microsoft fanboy?
Oh, no. Not at all.
You mean sarcastic, correct? Please tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. Just.
You are. Okay, that's good. Good to know.
Good.
I would change to Mac if I could.
I love Windows. Don't get me wrong. I love my laptop, but I still want to try Mac. I want to do that too. And virtual doesn't work. But yeah, Vista does have its flaws. And
if you install OS 10 on your computer, you will be buying a Mac within the next year. I personally guarantee it.
I have a G3, but that is not able to do stuff what I do.
Oh, yeah. G3. Wow, that's old. You could run like Tiger on it or something and just type on it for fun.
But, you can type. You can do that on a typewriter, too, and it does the same thing. But doesn't...
Okay, that question was from Power Crazy. Okay. If you could have any God Sword, which one would it be and why?
Brandon. Oh, can we answer this?
Yes.
I have a Ceridimen Godsword. I love it.
Okay.
And I can get any Godsword I want. I have the money, like I previously said. Ceridimen Godsword, in my eyes, because I don't do a lot of player versus player combat. It's the best for me because I can heal with it. It gives me both HP and prayer, and you get two specials. So,
okay,
you can't. For me, that's the best one.
Connor,
I would probably have Armadillo. I'm not sure why, but
so the extra hitting power is more worth it to you.
I like the special too.
Okay. And for me, I'd have to say Ceridoman. Same choice, kind of obvious. Heals you, and it hits a bit more, doesn't it, right?
No, it doesn't hit any higher.
Does it take any opponent's stats down?
Nope.
Ah.
It's purely for you.
Okay.
So.
Thank you, Brendan. Next one, somebody?
Well, I'm fairly new to the forum, but I've been listening to the podcast for the last 6 to 8 episodes. I do enjoy the show and hope to frequent these pages more. How do you maintain your patience and good humor during the episodes while having to deal with Brad's overwhelming negativism and sometimes nastiness? Frowny face. I'm sure he's a good fellow, but I wish we could see his good side too. Also, I've added you to friends, but never see you in game. Keep up the great work is much appreciated. Archibaldo, I think.
Interesting name.
Yeah, I believe it's for you though, Shane.
Yeah. How do we put up with Brad? It's really not that much of an issue. You know, as we've said before, it's he's like a nice big teddy bear inside, you know? So what side you see is not the real Brad. It's sort of just a... It's like an onion with many layers. It's just the way it is doing the show, and it works quite well, and people like that, so... He does tend to sometimes look down on the RuneScape updates, but, you know, you can't have it all good. You can't have it all bad. So it brings a balance to the show. That's the way I see it. Oh, and how come you never see me in-game? That's because if I was to add everyone onto my friends list, or turn private chat on for that matter, I would never get anything done. And you would not be listening to the show, because I would not be able to do the quests or do anything else on RuneScape, because I would be too busy talking to people. Basically I get a huge flood of messages if I turn private to on, so that's why you don't see me in-game. Best thing to figure out what I'm doing in-game is just to follow me on RuneWire, runewire.com/Shane. Thank you, Archibaldo. Next one, Connor.
What does your favorite outfit on RuneScape consist of? Mine would have to be full dragon with a fire-making cape/hood. Also, were any of you at the World 2 riots in Varrock that took place this week? Apparently, there have been riots for the last few days now. Personally, I think there's nothing wrong with some useless protesting, as long as it gets people muted and banned for being idiots. Your opinions on them would be appreciated.
That's from the Xbox Legacy. Now, first off, outfits. Favorite outfit? I'll start. I'm in a bit of a transition phase. I've had the green elemental for almost 10 months now, so it's starting to get a little old, so I'm looking for something new. So if anybody has any suggestions, please PM them to me on the forums. I greatly appreciate hearing your suggestions. Connor, favorite outfit?
It would have to be my skirt and doctor gown with my hunter cape.
Right. Right. And at least you got some pants now, hey?
Sometimes.
Yeah, so that's a very interesting outfit. A skirt for a guy. But what made you decide to choose that anyways?
As a level 3, I had the short shorts, and none of them were selling on the exchange, so I bought a skirt instead, and it just went together, I thought so.
Okay. That's very nice. That's very nice. Paul?
Right now, if I'm not doing anything, I will wear the druid robe top and robe bottom with prayer hood, cape, Barrow's Gloves, Ceridoman Godsword, or I'll swap the robes out for Void Knight.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And in combat, I assume something with the Dragon Fire Shield.
I haven't used that hardly at all recently. I should sell it, but...
Yeah, you should.
I love that shield so much, though.
It is a good shield.
I don't know. Whenever I use it, whenever I need it, I have it there. But I just, like, the last time I used it was at Fight Pits this last weekend with the events crew, and before that, I don't remember the last time I used it. So,
if anybody have any ideas, what would be a good outfit for me?
The pink short skirt.
No. No.
Yeah, I remember when Swift Switch was banned, and a lot of people... Well, I mean, that among one of the other things that has been protest, that was one of the big ones. And
I still don't trust that thing.
You're paranoid. And, I don't get why... I mean, if you want someone to hear you, go on the forums. If you go and be respectful, for the love of God, don't be an idiot. Don't use chat speak. Actually type it out. Use your spell check.
Or start an actual written letter campaign to Jagex.
Monster-locking threads about PKing and stuff like this.
Yeah, I noticed that in the Rants forum today, too. Lots of threads about that. So.
Yeah. Considering what they've been hearing, I wouldn't be surprised they're just getting fed up with it.
They're wasting their time, you know? It's just making them not want to listen to people in the future, and they're going to be wondering why in the heck people aren't like, the people are going to wonder why in the heck Jagex isn't listening. Well, this is why. So
yeah, it's because people keep complaining. People complain too much, so Paul and Andrew took care of it as fast as they could.
Paulina, by the way.
Not me.
Paulina.
Yeah.
Wish I had his money, but...
You fall asleep, you get named Paulina.
I'm awake. I'm tired. I'm awake, though.
Okay. So, yeah, it's definitely something that should be stopped, you know? So if you're one of these people that go out protest for these kind of things, just think about what you're actually doing and the fact you might end up getting banned or muted, and you're really not doing anything. You should be focusing your efforts on the Rants forum or an actual written letter campaign.
Yeah, and if you're going to freaking riot, come up with a better saying than no pay, no PK, or some stupid crap like that. I can't stand it. And there was one, I can't remember what it was. Yeah. There was one for pest control. I can't remember what it said. It was like, it was a choice
old
between...
Old PC or no PC.
Old PC or no PC. I'm like, no PC. I'm like, you gave me a choice. You come up with something that makes sense and you cannot argue. Just do it.
Exactly. So if you listen to the show and you're one of those people, think about what we said here and try and convince some of your friends on RuneScape that that's the best way to do it. Anyways, thank you. That's from Xbox Legacy. Moving onwards. What is your highest streak in Call of Duty 4? Is it kill streak, win streak? Not streaking across the battlefield, though. From level 3 Hunter for the win.
Yeah, you'd get headshot pretty fast if you did that.
Paul?
Highest streak in Call of Duty 4... I think it was, it's either 45 or it's between 45 and 48. I can't remember what it was, but
how'd you do that?
It was P90, excess ammo, whatever the bandolier, just hiding behind a wall, shooting people with the red dot scope, a red dot sight, and then calling in airstrikes as fast as I can. And then I called in the helicopter and just kept doing that, or just kept hitting people. And whenever they come around, try to knife them. And or did it till my bullets ran out, went switch to the pistol. I think I got like one kill with the pistol, and I got pretty much decimated after that. I can't remember what map it was on. I want to say it was... Okay, no, I don't want to say what it was because I don't remember.
Okay. Never mind. Connor, do you have Call of Duty?
No, my streak is 0.
Okay. You should get that game. It's good. Fun. For me, I 16 kill streak only. I'll tell you when it was, though. It was, what's that map called with the ship?
I love that. Wet Work.
Where it's, okay,
Wet Work is my favorite map.
It was on that map, basically on an airstrike that killed practically the entire team, then a helicopter.
Yeah.
And by the time I was done, I was 25-5 on that map, so that's where that kill streak came from.
I killed four people with one grenade on that map a couple days ago. That was awesome. I run over to a wall, throw out a stun grenade, and throw a grenade right over. Or no, I throw a grenade first, and then stun grenade. Stun grenade goes off. 2 seconds later, or less than that, grenade goes off. I saw four things pop up. I went from zero kills to four kills with a UAV. I was like, yeah! I'm the champion. Thank you.
Yeah, that's so great.
That was awesome.
I want my three grenade perk back. Like level 31 on Prestige 1, so...
They don't have Prestige for PC. I wanted to make sure I looked it up.
Oh,
and
really?
They do not have... Yeah, so that's the only thing we don't have now. Now that we've got the maps, which I've tried out. But,
which we get, but we have to pay for them. It's like, ugh.
My friend said they're free now as of today or yesterday.
Oh, really?
You just had to wait till now. I'm not sure. I don't have an Xbox, but
I'll check that out later.
I installed the update, but I can't play any servers because no one has the update for it yet. Thank you, people with the servers. Not.
Yeah, Call of Duty 4 is a great game.
Yeah, it's my It's my favorite shooter game right now.
Yeah, like Halo's good too, but it's just not. It's just not as fast paced. You know, I like it when they're fast paced.
Yeah, you can actually run, too, so I mean, I don't know if you can run Halo 3, but...
No.
I guess I've never played Halo 3 either, but, yeah.
Okay, thank you, Level 3 Hunter. We're probably boring Connor with this talk, are we?
A bit.
Okay.
But you need to get the game.
Shane,
you need to get the
yeah.
game.
Shane, approximately how long does it take to get a podcast up on iTunes? Connor, why did you get into RuneScape, and do you play any fun org games from Gunnar Kaiba? Well, first off, doing the podcast normally takes about an hour to an hour and a half to record, and editing time probably around 2 hours if it's a heavy week with lots of edits, and then putting it up another half hour. Yeah, you know what I mean, right? Whenever Brad decides. Yeah, yeah. Remember last week there was a sensor used within the first 30 seconds of the show?
Yeah, I was like, wow, that's a new record, and you know, the whole run, never mind. You know where I'm going if you've ever listened to the podcast.
Yes,
before.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Connor, RuneScape, what got you into it?
My friends, actually. And when they left for Diablo 2, I stayed. And I made other friends.
Like the people at RSPNB?
Yep.
Okay.
And I play Arcanist sometimes. I haven't bought fun or membership for... 1 to 2 months. It got boring.
I see. I don't know. I'm really not that much of a fan of Arcanists. I prefer Worms over Arcanists because it seems like just a more magical version of it, you know? So, that's that. Oh, and Chess. I'm sure you guys all remember when Fun Orb first came out, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Anyways, thank you, Gunnar Kaiba. Onwards to tech news. This story is Paul's story. It's about a new technology NVIDIA has called Tegra. Take it away.
Well, I don't know the full story, which is why I wanted you to explain it a little bit. But since I'm here, I was on YouTube and I saw this little quick video that had something with NVIDIA, so I decided to take a look. And NVIDIA came out with a new graphical processing unit that is mobile. So they're sticking it in like these little... handheld PCs and
they'll
end up moving
them
to cell phones and such. They didn't talk about the iPhone, but this thing is awesome. They showed a couple of examples. What it would replace is a commercially available Intel integrated card or chipset or whatever, and then Not only is it faster, it requires 1/10 the power, and the thing is just awesome. They showed it in a laptop that they had set up playing standard definition video. Real choppy, didn't look too great. I guess the thing was really bare bones. They had a Tegra in this other one, playing HD, no choppy, looked awesome. Like, I don't know how they can do this, and they have it for mobile things. And they had like some examples where you can play Quake 3, which I guess is kind of old, with like 30 frames a second on your handheld device. That's pretty good.
Thing is, the reason they're able to do this is that the fact the GPUs, the power they can put into an old-fashioned size GPU is increasing so much that they don't need a huge, elaborate cooling apparatus that they would have needed before, you know? So that's part of the reason why they can do it. But something like this will be needed, because I think that's where everything is going, starting to move towards the mobile standpoint. If you look at everything, that's the way it's being geared. And some people are saying that's what the so-called Web 3.0 will be, although I'm not sure about that. Let's get through 2.0 first, but... Anyways, that's that, but very interesting. Take a look at these videos and the NVIDIA website. Thank you. Thank you for that story. Mm-hmm. Next one is a little bit of a Microsoft pushing Apple a bit, saying that Safari is not safe on Windows. The Windows version of Safari has a bug that's been dubbed the carpet bombing flaw, would allow a website to place an infinite number of shortcuts on a user's desktop, the default download location in the Windows version, effectively covering the screen with links to potentially harmful websites or code. The same flaw exists in the Mac version, except that the download location in the Mac version is the user's downloads folder. So technically, it's not a real security flaw. It's just something that could be exploited to deliver bad links or something onto your computer. But the point being made is when you click a link in Safari, it automatically starts downloading. It doesn't give you any preference as to where to put it, which is a bit frightening, you know? Because you know how in Firefox you can choose whether it goes to the desktop or to ask you each time?
Yep. Yeah. Well, I always save to the desktop. It's convenient.
Yeah, you don't have a choice with that in Safari.
Is that both on Windows and Mac, or they just make that a Windows-only feature?
Windows and Mac.
It's both?
Yep, so if you click on a link, it'll always download it to the folder you have. The only way to get around it is to right-click and choose a download linked file as, and then of course that'll work, but... It's a bit of an annoying one, and Apple saying they're not going to fix it because it's not a real security problem. It's just something UI related, and it has to go before a whole committee.
And if you're using Safari on Windows, got news for you. There's better options.
Yeah, there is, actually.
Yeah.
You know, that it's true that this is the case with how Apple does things. They don't always repair, and Apple's more concerned with UI than functioning. I just have to say that, put that out there. They're more concerned with how it looks than how it actually works. So,
just and they do get it looking quite nice.
It does. Did you know that if you press Shift and press one of the keys to like minimize a window or something, it does it in slow-mo?
Does it? Is it just for like a graphical effect? Or?
Yeah, it is. It's like if you press Shift F11... That's the key to move all your windows to just show the desktop. If you do that, it'll move them in slow motion.
Hmm. Yeah, I haven't reinstalled Safari. I don't think I'm going to bother.
A little bit of a Microsoft thing where they're showing that, yes, Apple has problems too. We're not the only ones. So anyways, that's that. Final story. Be careful where you go online. A new report says that the Hong Kong top-level domain is the riskiest place to surf, whereas Finland, Norway, and Japan are safest. The most dangerous domains to surf this year was the Hong Kong and China domain. Took the number one and number two spot from 11th last year, while the Philippines, Romania, and Russia all remained within the top 10. At the opposite end of the list, we got Finland, Japan, Norway, and Colombia among the safest domains, and collectively account for only a fraction of the total world's web traffic.
Yeah.
So basically, if you're going to visit a Hong Kong, Russian, or Romanian or website, just be a little bit careful, because those are the most dangerous ones. Not that I visit any of those, but yes, anyways, so.
Google dot something. I'm pretty sure that'd be a safe one, but.
Google.ru, I think. Let's see. www.google. Oh, no. I got an extra W there. Yeah, google.ru.
I can't read what the language is, but yes.
Russian.
It says it's, I'm not logged in, so, but I am. So it didn't log me into the Russian. Oh, well.
Anyways, so there's your tech news for this week. On to rats. I'm going to hand the first one over to Connor. Did we lose him?
He left the MSN.
What about still... Firefox 3 RC2?
It's out.
Yeah. You can check out Firefox RC2. You know, there's really not that much change in it compared
to... No, I don't... I couldn't even find what they did change. I looked for the notes.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly, so...
I was like, oh, well.
Okay.
I know my add-ons don't work anymore, so... Thank you.
Yeah. Paul, first rant for you.
Rants. All right. I know a lot of people are complaining about lag lately, and I understand this can be a problem. However, it is not always lag that is the problem. Watching my Windows Task Manager now, RuneScape is using between 75% and 90% CPU. This is completely wrong and will cause you to play as if you have heavy lag. By the way, a dual or quad-core PC, this still will cause slight problems, but not as much. Microsoft have the same problem with IE7, but if you tweak it enough, you can get it back down to 1 to 4% CPU usage, which is more reasonable, I think. Now, this is definitely down to Jagex RuneScape Java, because I have tried this game with both client and web page, and the CPU usage is always 75 to 90%. Jagex, you need to sort this out and make the game practically unplayable. Whenever you have a new thing come out, not only do we have lag, but also CPU drain, which means it freezes. I'm no tech whiz, but I have tweaked my XP system to make it go fast. I have well over 1 gigabit of RAM and a fast PC, not dual spelled the fighting way, or quad core. Before you say turn everything else off, even with all off does not make it better. But I have turned most of my other processes off that aren't needed for normal PC functioning. Hewlett Packard Pavilion Intel Cell on CPU 2.8 GHz, 1.2 GB of RAM, Windows Home Edition, Service Pack 3. Current stuff I use, CC Cleaner, ATF Cleaner, AVG Anti-Spyware, and AVG Antivirus. I don't have that. Maybe that's his problem. Of course, everything on my PC are up-to-date databases as well. Just look at Windows Task Manager processes and go down the list until you see RuneScape.exe and look at the CPU number. How is yours? Mine says 65 to 80% and my other processes are 0 to 4%, so it's definitely RuneScape, nothing else. Easiest test, look at the CPU usage while you're using your PC for, say, web browsing. It should be between 0 to 5%, then log out or log into RuneScape and it will jump a new number. What is yours? I don't think it's Java, because when I use another Java-based program, it shows Java using etc. percent. Okay, well, you could actually say what percentage is, but...
Yeah, okay, so do you want to go first on this, or do I?
You can go first. Might as well.
Basically, what you're seeing here is the typical behavior of an application. If you were to look at any other game when you were playing, like, for instance, Call of Duty, as we were just talking about, if you were to look at that, your CPU usage will be more than 50%, as RuneScape is. It's just the way games work. A game, when you click on the RuneScape screen, it has to send the message to the server saying where you're going, send data back to figure out if there are any people there, and then update your screen. And of course, doing this every time you move a square takes a good amount of CPU. And especially if you're in a more crowded area, it's going to take lots of power, you know? So, you know, there's a lot that says the best design system will implement close to, but not 100%, CPU usage, disk usage, and memory usage. So the best design system theoretically will use 99.9% CPU, disk, and memory usage. So as long as
a hog.
Yeah, exactly. And there's nothing really to worry about now, because if a program needs more memory and it has a higher priority, it will get that memory. Or, if it's lower priority, it will take from the swap file. So, like, for instance, right now, my Firefox is using 1.23 gigabytes of virtual memory.
Let's see. Firefox, so, for me, is using 146 megabit.
So yeah, mine's using 179.
RuneScape client is using only 10%.
My MSN's using 1,003 megabytes of virtual memory.
Megabytes?
So, yeah, of virtual memory.
Jeez. They don't make that Mac one very good, do they?
No, no, no.
I'm only using 12.6 megabits.
My real memory, my MSN's using 140.
Oh, well, this is all real.
Oh, okay, so 141 megabytes of MSN real memory.
Still, that's high.
I know, that, Skype's only using 40.
Skype's only using 22 for me. That's, jeez, they kind of screw you on the Mac, don't they? Or a couple of these things, anyway.
Yeah, well, anyways, so the point of this is don't worry about it. As long as it's not freezing every minute, you're fine. So, that's that. Thank you. And Connor had to go do something. So I'm going to take this next one. I was camping at the Abbey Demons with my Slayer setup. Whip, DFS, D-Legs, Torso, etc. Full Guthans for healing. I killed an Abbey, got a Rune Medium drop. And as I was healing to kill, I had DFS in my inventory. When I went to alk the Rune Medium, because of having a wireless optical mouse, it jumped over my DFS. That's right. I alked my DFS and got around 1.2 mil. Yep,
sucks,
that's a 24
you.
Mil loss. So I'm not happy. This might be my quitting after 6 years. I've had trouble motivating myself to play RuneScape recently, and this has pushed me over the limit. I want to know why the alking system is like this. Due to modern technology and a flaw in the system, people can potentially lose a lot of money. I want to see changes. Warning systems, perhaps. I mean, seriously, how many people alk DFSs? And what's so wrong with a warning system? Are you sure you want to alk this? Blah, blah, blah. Let me know if you support. I won't be playing much, but I will be checking this thread.
Boo freaking who for you. Jeez. It's your own freaking fault. It's not RuneScape. It's not Jagex.
It's your mouse.
Use an optical mouse if you don't want it. I mean,
my mouse jumps sometimes, but it's only when it has a hair in it.
Yeah, I don't know why I get mine in it. Yeah, it goes all over the place. But then I get it back, it's fine. And when you're alking something, I don't know why you'd be throwing it to the side anyway. I mean, if you do something and it's your fault, don't blame on someone else. I mean,
yeah.
Jeez.
Oh, I just got a good laugh about this one. This was from Connor, actually. I don't know where he went, but yes.
Apparently he's gonna quit now because he lost some money.
Well, wow. I don't know. If you've ever had this happen, we want to hear from you. It might be a bit embarrassing, but we won't say your name.
I don't know. I know I've elked, I think, Rune Hallies before. Like, I'd get a drop or something. Well, yeah, back in the day, even then that wasn't too bad, but I can't remember elking, like, a whip or something.
Yeah, exactly.
I guess I've always gotten either lucky or actually know where my mouse is when I'm using it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. So, anyways, that's that.
My pointer, rather.
Point taken. Short and simple rant. Why do I need a spade to pick my herbs? End rant.
Well,
what do
Mr.
you think?
Farmer.
I actually agree with this one. Like, it looks like you could pull it out of the ground, you know? I don't see why you need a spade.
But then you'd rip it.
No,
well, it kind of doesn't make sense. If you're digging them up, wouldn't you need, like, the shears to shear off the roots or something?
Shear off the roots, exactly. So, I don't know. It doesn't make much sense, but...
Don't add that, by the way, Jack. If you're listening, I'm not suggesting to do that. I don't want another freaking thing in my inventory.
No, I just want to be able to pull them up, you know?
Yep.
And then the roots could come off when you clean it, perhaps, or something, you know?
Yep.
But
clean
I
it by whacking on
to...
that stupid little... That little... Not dwarf, but the leprechaun. Just whack it on his head. It cleans it and knocks off the roots.
Yeah, so definitely this might be something to look at, because it does... It's always made me wonder why, but that's that. Nice and simple rant. Connor, I don't know where he is, but Anyway, so we'll catch up with him later. On to some other things. Castle Wars this Sunday, sponsored by the Events Crew. Be there or be square.
Be there or we will kill you.
Yes.
If kill means things that don't mean kill.
Yes. Yeah. It is at 1 p.m. RSBNB time on Sunday, which is 8 p.m. England, British Summer Time, 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Pacific,
If you have a forums account, scroll down to the bottom of the page, and there'll be a little events listing down there, and just click on it, and you're all set.
And a little timer comes up, too, a few hours before it starts.
Yeah, on top of the page, it'll tell you, and just another reason to become part of the forums.
Exactly. Forums.rsbnb.com.
Yes.
You can also check out The Informer. We got new articles this week. An article already on Smoking Kills written by Anubis. And an article earlier this week, a post with Posty and your Vista article, which is a good read, if I do say so myself. Debunking some of the myths about Windows Vista that aren't actually true. So.
Don't just sit until you try it.
RSBNB.com. Yeah, I had it running, but I had a few problems with it. For instance, network problems.
The
Windows computers were able to see it, but the Macs were unable to see the shares on it for some reason, so I don't know what was with that, but... So that's practically a deal breaker since 2 out of 3 computers here are Macs now.
Yeah.
So. That's that.
That is kind of strange.
Not sure. Yeah. Read Paul's article. It'll make him happy.
Yep. I'm not saying you should go out and buy Vista in all cases, but at least read the article and know it's not as bad as your uncle has been saying. Just read it.
Exactly. What have we been doing? What have you been up to?
Been in school. It's fun. Homework. RuneScape-wise, I've been doing a lot of Dark Beasts recently, just going there and killing them. And
any Dark Bows?
Yeah, I got one in, ever. Out of maybe three takeout. Dark Bows, I don't know. I sold it the day I got it, which is, 2 weeks ago, I think it was 2 weeks ago, and I think it was around 1.7. But I've killed probably I get about 200 kills a trip with 10 prayer pots, I think. And they really don't like me. They really hate me. But the good thing is I do always make out in cash and blue charms. They're pretty good for blue charms. I guess it works out to only a 1 in 10 or 1 in 9 ratio, but still pretty good for a blue charm.
So. Interesting. That's good. Yep. I've been working on Herblore, so if you want to help me, somebody's been selling lots of potions, so if you want to help me, buy lots of antifires. That will make the
directly.
Price go up, and it will make me happy.
Just buy them directly from Shane, and then...
No. Use the exchange. Or come buy them from me. It's up to you. If you want to come buy them from me, best to arrange a time on the forums or something, or send me a PM on RuneWire. Yeah, that's probably the best way. And speaking of RuneWire, I've been working on use cases, which is basically a step between what we want something to do abstractly and actual pseudocode for doing it. And then basically all I have to do is drop the database schema, and then I'm ready to start development on 2.0.
I use RuneWire a lot, as you know, so any update to RuneWire, it makes me happy.
Exactly. I think you're going to like what's coming down the pipe, and we might be doing some closed beta tests, invite only, so we'll just have to wait and see on that. But I think that's about it for this week's show, unless you have anything else.
I'm watching MacGyver, actually. That's a good show. It was
the
70s.
Isn't it from the 80s?
Yeah, it was 80s, yeah. And it's good. I don't know. I got bored. I was watching MacGyver. I'm kind of a nerd, but whatever.
Okay.
Just random little tidbit.
Star Trek.
They have that, too. They had the Star Trek season 1.
Oh,
I watched one of those.
Really?
Yeah, they have the first season with that William Shatner.
Oh, yeah. So the original series, then.
Yeah, I watched the first episode ever, and it was special. I guess the first season from the color, it was special stuff.
Yeah, there's actually one that was unaired, a pilot that never, without William Shatner before they changed everything and stuff. So interesting stuff. Anyways, that's it. Next week is our third anniversary show, so watch the forums about that. So with that said, I am Shane128 with Paul and Connor, who has disappeared to somewhere. PFK99, it's Paul, whatever he wants to be called. SilverWiz9, yep. Wizzy.
SilverWiz9. Wizzy.
Wizzy.
SilverWiz. I haven't been called Wizzy in a while.
Yeah. Anyways, so see you next week, everyone.
See ya.
Goodbye.